Joining me live in the studio is Ger Scollard of the Kerry Irish Wildlife Trust Kerry branch. Good afternoon, Ger.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So there's a big event coming up in a few weeks' time. You might let us know about it.
Yeah, it's the fourth running of the Wild Bee Festival in Tralee. It's on Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th of July, and it's on in Tralee Bay Wetlands. It's the fourth year of it, and we've had massive success over the last 3 years, and the event has been building and building since we started. It was one of the first ones ran in conjunction with the Pollinator Plan, the national organisation that run these events, and we took it on board the first year just to see how we get on, and now it's in the fourth year and it's flying strong, and we've a number of different events on for it, so looking forward to it.
And it might sound a bit technical, but actually it's a brilliant day out for all the family.
Yeah, it's we try to hit all levels of interest and all levels of like, I know people say, oh, bees, it's too complex, I'm trying to knit. No, it's not. It's an introduction level. But if people want to go into more detail, we do that as well. So it's kind of covers levels. It's great for kids to get an introduction. And our bees are in trouble. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But there's also some lights of hope, and we want to show that. It's not all doom and gloom, but trying to get some people the tools to help them as well is what we're trying to do.
And last year, just before the Wild Bee Festival, you showed me around Tralee Bay Wetlands, and in, I think, maybe half an hour, the amount of insects and pollinators and the different types of bees you were able to show me, and you were able to tell me how the different sounds they have, and the way when they land in different parts of the flower, they make different sounds. It was incredible what you can learn in such a tiny amount of time.
And the best thing is it's learning by just observing. I think sometimes we get too entangled with online and learning, but just going out, enjoying the outdoors, and I think it's a great way of learning. Just when weather permitting, I know it's always the bugbear, but to get out and just to observe, take your time and observe what's there. And like you saw that time, like I say bees, and everyone just think of either a bumblebee or a honeybee. Mm-hmm. But that's only scratching the surface and how many bees we have. Like, we have over 100 different species, and the bumblebees are, I think, about 15 species. The honeybee is only one species out of all the 100. So it's, we're trying to introduce people to that concept. And even just recognising that we have that many is a big first step in what we have.
And, you know, you'd hear people who are into bird watching and stuff like that, but there's something really nice about being able to go out in nature and just spot something and be like, oh, I recognise that. That's a such and such. And then if you're with someone, of course, it's always handy to show off and be like, well, I know the following, you know. So
We often, even like with the Wildlife Trust, we often do biodiversity walks. And like previously, we would have run specific events looking at a specific bird or a species. We've actually changed now. We actually do a full biodiversity walk, because guaranteed, if we go looking for something, that's all people are going to look for. We want to show people what the treasure trove we have out there. And often it is just taking your time and just looking around you and recognising that there is, like, if you go out every time and see one bird, mm-hmm. If you go and try and find out what that bird is, you'll remember it. Whereas if someone just tells you what it is, it's harder to remember it that way. It's a good way of learning, especially with kids, that this time of year, as the weather improves, even a walk, like, we're blessed in Kerry. Kerry is such a haven. Like, we've the coastline, we've the woodlands in Killarney. We have the town park in Tralee, we've Mucklis in Clarence. There's all the places in.
We've the wild, the national parks now.
We've the new national parks. We have Dingle, even walk around the towns and villages of Ireland. There's a lot of biodiversity within the towns and villages that people don't even recognise.
Really? In what way?
I think when we're walking in towns, we walk staring straight ahead of us or and focusing on where we're going.
Yeah.
So, and it's a, I want to get there quickly. If you slow down your walk a small bit, listen a bit more, and like even as I was coming in here today at lunchtime, I could hear the swift screaming around in the street. And like you just hear the scream of the swift around, you'll hear it once, you'll know what it is.
Okay.
And then you'll see, I know a lot of people might give out about certain weeds and things like that, but if you think about what it takes for that plant to survive, it's on concrete in like a desert conditions, yeah. And it's still surviving, still flowering. So it's even the amazements of how they are able to grow, I think you get appreciation of what they're going through.
And like, it's amazing what you'll find as well. I mean, just in my own instance, I cycle on the Greenway between Phoenix and Tralee quite a bit. I just love that Greenway. And I brought my basket with me one day and I just chopped, back in like April, May, a load of nettles, and I was able to make nettle soup for a few days. And like, it's amazing. All these resources are just on our doorstep.
And yeah, but it's going out, it's recognising that they're there. And but it's even while I feel like you were saying about what things to do and stuff like that, is even if you stop on your cycle and you see a bunch of flowers, if you just observe those flowers for 2 or 3 minutes, you will see different types of flies and bees coming in to get the pollen from them. And that's, like I said, that's the first step. Mm-hmm. Then, like, there's more scientific areas, and we'll be doing this in the Wild Bee Festival. We'll show people how to, it's called a fit count. It's just measuring the amount of different types of bees and flies that visit a flower.
Okay.
But it doesn't, you don't have to, all you have to know is it a bee or a fly? Or a butterfly. There's no kind of detailed scientific knowledge needed. But once you start doing that, then you're trying to find out what they are. So it's kind of a learning process without even trying. And it's a great method of doing it. And there's a full session on how to do that at the festival as well.
Very good. And like, you were mentioning how lucky we are to live in Kerry. Online you'd see all the time at the moment, it's kind of a phrase that's in fashion at the moment, of go out and touch grass, just get in contact with nature and remember what reality actually is. And I mean, we have an abundance of everything at our doorstep.
Like, I think it's been shown that even people's heart rate and actually slows down. If you just go into woodland and stand for 2 minutes, your heart rate actually naturally relaxes and anxiety is reduced as well. And that's just by standing, breathing in the fresh air, So actually engaging the mind as well and letting it relax. But like you said, going out and in getting in touch with nature.
Yeah.
I think for a long while we've had this idea that nature belongs in the national park.
Okay.
And it doesn't. Nature's everywhere. It's all around us. It's in the urban areas. It's in the hedgerows and in the ditches. It's in the fields where the farm. And like, the farmers are doing great work looking after the stuff. And with the new acre schemes, which is really showing dividends for them as well. But there was very much a division of it's separating wildlife from everything else, but it's integrated into everything.
And, you said that it eats in the towns as well. It's also things like putting a bird feeder on your balcony if you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
And you have all these amazing visitors just coming right up to your home.
And it's even small little bits like that that will help the wildlife. Like, people don't think, I've only a small little garden or I've only a small little balcony. Mm-hmm. But once there's a change in thinking in the last few years, it's provision of wildlife corridors so that the wildlife can move through the town rather than it being a kind of a brick wall that it hits and it can't go through, that it can move from plant to plant. That could be an individual pot with one plant, and if every house had one, the insects could move through. So it's a change in thinking, and I think it makes more accessible to people as well in urban areas.
So for people who want to find out more about what's happening at the Kerry Wild Bee Festival, when's it happening and where can they find out more?
It's on the 4th and 5th of July. It's on in the wetlands, and we'll also be having a satellite event out in Ballybunion in later in July as well, a kind of an individual event. We're just working on the details of that, but that'll be later on in July. And that's through the wetlands have a booking system for some of the events is booking only because there is high demand, but it's through the Wetland Centre in Tralee, and if you can find them on Facebook and also via their webpage as well.
And it's not expensive, like some of them. I don't think there's any charge for them.
Most of the things are free.
Yeah.
And it's basically to come and enjoy. That's we're trying to spread the a love of the environment, a love of our wildlife, and appreciation for it. That's what we're trying to do with this festival.
And as well, with the summer holidays starting for a lot of schools this week and next, I mean, it's a perfect time.
It's a perfect time. But even like that, even if people are out for a walk, just take that time to look around. Like I said, you don't have to know what everything is. Even if you just count, even with kids, it's great exercise. Get them to count the different colour flowers they see.
Yeah.
What colours did they see? How many different birds they saw? And after a while, even keeping their own diary of that, it'll get them interested in it. And there's a lot of, I know there's the pollinators.ie, which is the national webpage. They've loads and lists and listed projects like that for people to actually follow on that. So
that's brilliant, Ger. Thank you so much for joining us. I always love talking to you.